You almost pulled it off in heroic fashion there with 13 men, you know, came so close.
Yeah, I think we rue the last 78 minutes of the first half because we're 5-2 up and we missed two chances to make it 7-2. And we knew that the money, we need to take all our chances today. So back at 5-each at half time, we were disappointed. Lost a bit of discipline, two fairly rash tackles. And we've been talking about tackling and our discipline for the lead up to this game, particularly with the referee. So yeah, 13 men. At that point, we just had to kill the sweeper and push up and try and see if we could. We weren't going to lose the game nobly. We're going to try and win the thing.
Yeah.
Second half too, a couple of just that wee bit of composure that this team hasn't had the experience of playing. I mean, we're coming out of Division 2 and a Division 1. We're not in senior championship finals and things like that. I've been saying to them, they got to learn from those things. And hopefully they will. I think they will. They'll come on from that.
And that intensity you brought to it in the first half, very difficult to keep that going for 60-plus minutes.
It is. But we knew we had a decent bench too. So we've been saying to, you know, our wing half-backs, wing half-forwards, middle eight essentially, you empty the tank and we get legs on. The game plan was to be three up going into the last 15, not three behind, because then we could have soaked it up and hit them on the counter. That's what we had hoped to do. But to give credit to the Moy, at 5-2 down, they dug in and they showed their mettle as well. So we talked about no regrets, and I think we're going to have one or two, and that's the worst thing. You know, if you were beaten comfortably by a better team, you can put your hand up. But today, I think we had our chances to win that game. And in a nip and tuck game, it comes down to that one killer ball or that one good score, you know.